The readings of today are very simple, but very complex. So therefore, I will not even try to explain them. So the homily is over. Just kidding. That which I would like to concentrate on more, obviously, the Gospel of the Good Samaritan of St. Luke, which we have just read, it is very simple. Evil men, he calls them robbers. There are other names that are called throughout the different translations of the scriptures. Come upon this man who was most likely, like Christ, going on the way from Jerusalem to Jericho or vice versa. And, of course, he had his supplies and he had money. And that's money is a troublesome thing. But you need to remember that the scripture does not say money is the root of all evil. It says the desire for money, the greed for money, is the root of all evil. And so, because of this, they simply could have just taken his money, but no, they were really mean. They're like some people we meet in our lives. And so they beat him up and took off his clothes and left him there in his underwear, in a loincloth, like what Jesus is wearing on the cross, and took away and went away with his money and his clothes. That way they figured he could not follow them because he would be ashamed to be seen like that. But they almost killed him. So he was just laying there unconscious. And so then our Lord speaks about the different persons that are involved here. And it's very interesting because, first of all, he says, a priest came by. And this, of course, is something that priests need to be very careful about. He saw him, and he crossed the street to the other side. He didn't want to get involved with that. And it's not all that he was not really wanting to get involved with that. He had a schedule. And he was on his way to the temple in Jerusalem. He had to hurry up. He could not sit and wait. He knew that this man needed much more. He knew others will come by. But nevertheless, our Lord says it about him in a condemnatory way. The priest came by and just crossed on the other side. Then likewise, a Levite. Now, Levites are those who assist the priests. So in our modern-day parlance, it could have been the acolytes, it could have been the deacons and subdeacons. And he too. He saw the man and crossed to the street to the other side and went on his own merry way and did nothing for the poor victim. And then, all of a sudden, and our Lord was saying this particularly to embarrass the Sanhedrin, the scribes, and the priests of the temple, who were so full of themselves. And of course, this is why we started out with this. What is written in the law? How do you see it? And he reads the law back to him. Not all of it, most of it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being. And what exactly is it? And he says that the last of this, and your neighbor as yourself. And you see here the hypocrisy. This victim was his neighbor. Now, if he had been the one that was beat up and robbed, is that the way he wanted to be treated? Is that the way you want to be treated? Our Lord already sets them up. And so he sees what's going on. The Levites also. And then, of course, the Hebrews, the Jews, hated the Samaritans. First of all, they worship God in a different place, Mount Gerizim, not Mount Zion. That in itself was a horrible offense, because according to the Hebrew teaching and religion, at that time, before Christ came and gave us the Eucharist and the sacraments, the only place that you could worship God was on Mount Zion. And for most people, it was outside the temple, not inside. Only the priests and the Levites could go inside. So you get the drift. So they had it all, but they didn't appreciate it. And so they went off. So then a Samaritan came, somebody they despised, someone, if they saw him coming, they would cross the street so they would not have to say hello. It's interesting because until St. Pius X, there was a provision in canon law. If a person was excommunicated, and there were different types of excommunication, you know, when you commit a mortal sin, you are excommunicated. You cannot receive the sacraments until you go to confession. Confession is very, very, very important. But there were other excommunications that had, along with them, appendices. This person could not do this, could not do that. If you run into that person, you are not to talk to them. Pius X changed that for whatever reason. And so, but before this, these persons who were excommunicated, you were not allowed to talk to them. You were not allowed to touch them, to salute them, to assist them in any way. And this is the same way as the Samaritans. They were not allowed to be engaged in any way by the Hebrews, who were the official holy people of God. The Samaritans were not. And that is very clear. They were not. Only till they were converted to Christ, who came to change all that. Because we see that with Saint Faustina, the woman at the well. She is the one that opened the door to the Samaritans. She and her sons, who later became martyrs for the faith. They changed everything. They opened the door to the Samaritans. And so he came and he took pity. Pity, which is another way of saying he exercised the virtue of charity, love. He took care of the poor victim, who very obviously was a Jew. And the way they dressed also, of course, this one was naked, so they really couldn't tell. But maybe he was that naked that they could tell. Jesus doesn't say. And then he put him on his beast, his mule, and carried him to the inn, to the hotel nearby. And he gave the man money, more than enough to take care of him. He said, if you spend more than that, which was not likely, I will give you more. And so Christ asked this very, very proud, self-centered, full of himself Jew, who may have been a priest, by the way, who do you think is neighbor? Because he asked, well, who is my neighbor? Because according to that, the Samaritans were not their neighbors. And our Lord then puts him in his place. So who is your neighbor? And our Lord said, this is your neighbor, this Samaritan. The one who treated him with mercy, who took care of him, is his neighbor. And then we see, just to mention it, because it is this month of July dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus Christ, by which we are redeemed, by which we are washed, as St. Paul says in his epistle to the Colossians today. It is through his blood, making peace by the blood of his cross, to reconcile all things to him. And of course, he's not really speaking about things, he's speaking about persons. All those persons, Jew or Gentile or Samaritan, by the spilling of his blood, by the blood of his cross, through him, that is through Jesus Christ and his blood, for which we should be very, very grateful and thankful always, we are saved. And so he says to him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. Now, of course, the theology of salvation had not yet been thought out very well. So he says those in heaven, but we know very well that they could not be in heaven unless they were already reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, it is through that blood that Jesus reconciles us to himself, to the Father, and to their Holy Spirit. And we must never forget that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.